Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Kate Anderson, Senior Counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. Kate, you have a good news update to share with us in the case involving a faith-based adoption agency in Syracuse, New York. But this battle began when New York's state agency, the Office of Children and Family Services, told New Hope Family Services that it basically needs to allow same-sex couples, among others, to be adoptive parents or face a shutdown from the state. Kate, would you clarify and unpack the steps that followed that initial warning, so to speak?
Yes. So we just had a great win from the Second Circuit Court of Appeals upholding the rights of New Hope to place children in homes with married mothers and fathers. Every child deserves a loving and stable and permanent home, and that's what New Hope is all about. They've been doing adoptions for over 50 years. They've placed children with a married mom and dad. They've actually placed over 1,000 kids, and they've always acted in the best interest of those kids, and that's something that's undisputed with the state. And yet, as you said, the state came in and tried to force New Hope to either change their policy to adopt children to same-sex couples, to compromise their beliefs, or to stop doing adoptions altogether. And that's just bad for kids. Having more adoption agencies out there able to adopt children into good homes is something that we want. That places more children. And so it was great to see the court come in, the Second Circuit, and rule that New Hope has the freedom to adopt children in the way that they have and that they should continue to do the good work that they've been doing for so long.
Absolutely. Now, because of a stay from the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, New Hope in Syracuse has been able to proceed with adoptions. But the case now goes back to the original federal district court, the ones who made that original decision. What do you think the next development in this case will be, Kate?
Well, we're hopeful that the first court, that district court, will issue early order saying that New Hope can continue to do what they're doing. Basically, that would be following what the Second Circuit said. Procedurally, the Second Circuit sent the case back down for the district court to enter that order, but made it clear that New Hope has the free speech and the freedom of religion, those freedoms, to adopt children in the homes that they think are going to be in those children's best interests, and that this is important both for this religious organization that provides adoptions, but also for these children. So we're looking to the district court that we're now in to issue that order that's consistent with what the Second Circuit Court told them to do.
Okay. I know that a few faith-based agencies in New York have basically bowed to mounting pressure from state officials in recent years because the state claimed discriminatory practices for foster or adoptive parents. What can we do in New York and Pennsylvania to stand up for faith-based agencies taking care of kids?
I think we just can continue to support those agencies and to talk about the importance here. We're trying to get as many adoption facilities out there, as many families, as many centers that are providing adoption so that more kids can be adopted. And that's the issue here. A faith-based organization shouldn't have to violate their core convictions in order to do what they think is best for children. Children are the ones who are losing in this. And I think the more that we're able to talk about that and support these kinds of cases, the better that is for these children and for the overall mission of these adoption agencies.
Yeah, and do you think that the recent Supreme Court ruling that basically protected religious employers is helping in these more recent cases?
Absolutely. And we've seen the Supreme Court come out several times in recent years affirming that the belief that marriage is between one man and one woman is held by people of goodwill, that it is a good and honorable belief, and that nonprofits and religious organizations have a right to be able to act in accordance with that belief and live out that belief in the way that they educate people and the way that they operate their good works. And so all of those things support what New Hope Family Services wants to do for children.
Great, Kate. Anything else you want our listeners to know before we end our chat today?
we're just very grateful that the court came out on such a good ruling to uphold New Hope's ability to do what's best for children, to uphold that ability for those kids to get into good and loving homes with married moms and dads. And we're just glad to see the way the law is going on this one.
Alliance Defending Freedom, you're taking care of several cases. Where can listeners learn more or be up to date on current cases that are impacting faith and family?
Listeners can always watch this case and others on adflegal.org.
That's Kate Anderson with Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.